Scientists say the effects of climate change are all around us, but according to the Pew Research Center, only 1 out of 5 Americans say they always try to help the environment in their everyday lives, like turning off electronics when they're not being used. In Connecticut, one Latina businesswoman is on a mission to get more people to switch it off. Connecticut Public Radio's Vanessa Della Torre has more.
Good to see you.
You too.
Come on, we'll meet over here.
All right.
Leticia Colon de Mejias is in her office, and I get a whiff of incense. It's to calm the vibe in here. Fighting climate change can feel big and scary, but Colon thinks we can all do a little bit more.
We live in this age where everyone is constantly on a tablet, on a cell phone, on a computer, on a television. Everybody's binge watching, and I just want people to be binge doing.
Colon is a binge doer. She's an environmentalist and entrepreneur who runs her own energy efficiency business in Connecticut, the kind that'll install home insulation and fix that draft in your window. And she's written children's books with titles like Pesky Plastic and Defeating the Phantom Draw. The phantom represents the energy we waste by leaving our cell phone chargers and electronics plugged in, even when we're not using them.
So that's like a demon or is
that... No, he's a little phantom. We don't want to make him scary for the kids. But basically, you know, he's the antagonist in our storyline in all of our books. And so what we do is we explain that, you know, the phantom, and I love this one, you know, he's like sucking the energy right out of the plug.
That wasted electricity adds up. Researchers say anywhere from 10 to 23% of the energy we use in our homes is that phantom load. Colon used to be in the healthcare industry. Then just over a decade ago, she started fixating on the environment and the consequences of our consumption. She saw it as a health issue.
I was really worried about climate change and their impacts on my children, you know, with all of the reports I was reading about how water was going to become scarce and food.
Colon decided to put solar panels on the roof of her 1850s home. It wasn't easy since she lives in a historic district outside of Hartford. Around the same time,
I had my kids and I give up television, like cold turkey. We quit TV.
What was that like?
It was insane. It was crazy. They were attacking each other. Like, it was crazy because they were used to coming home from school, like most kids, and turning on the television.
She had 4 kids and is now a mother of 7. But from that chaos of getting rid of the TV, she says Green Eco Warriors was born. Her nonprofit teaches kids to switch it off and stop feeding wasted electricity to the phantom.
I said to my husband, I'm not going back on my decision to get rid of the TV, so we have to find something to do with our kids.
Her family started filming educational videos in their backyard on ways people could help save the planet. Years later, all the environmentalists around here know Leticia Colon de Mejias. She organized a climate action rally in Hartford recently where I talked to Lori Brown, head of the Connecticut League of Conservation Voters.
Yeah. Leticia is a force of nature. She's absolutely someone who has kept the drumbeat going around energy efficiency when everyone else really kind of gave up.
And it's not so much that they gave up, Brown clarifies. A lot of advocates kept talking about renewable energy like solar and wind. But that can be expensive and out of reach for lower-income families. With Colon,
you know, she kept saying, no, the best energy, the cleanest, cheapest energy is the energy you don't use, the don't create.
And politicians know Colon. A rally was outside the Connecticut State Capitol. This is State Representative Jonathan Steinberg.
But I have to say a special shout-out to Leticia. She's my superhero. This lady does it on so many levels. It's incredible.
Colon is so busy, it's at home where she gets to recenter herself. She invited me over before the rally. Colon says she thinks often about her legacy. She's 42 now, but says she doesn't know how much time she has left. She's dealing with multiple health issues.
My doctors would probably prefer me to rest more and do less. I know they would because they say that all the time. But I feel like you get this one life. I want to experience it to the fullest. I don't want to lay around dying. I want to be around living.
So when she talks about binge doing instead of binge watching, Colon hopes she'll inspire some folks to take her up on it and maybe start by unplugging their cell phone charger when it's not being used. Vanessa Della Torre, Connecticut Public Radio.
That story was part of a new series from the public radio collaborative Sharing America. The series focuses on women of color doing local work on issues of national importance.